Having witnessed the attempted assassination of Salman Rushdie at Chautauqua last Friday, I wanted to open Book Notes Review this month by paying tribute. While it's the Satanic Verses that makes headlines, because it was the perceived irreverence of that novel that led to the fatwa against Rushdie in 1989, it's his second novel, the magic realist Midnight's Children, that won the Booker Prize in 1981, with its allegorical retelling of the transition from the British Raj to Indian independence in 1947, the year of Rushdie's birth. Also noteworthy is his 2012 memoir, Joseph Anton, the pseudonym that he used during the years he was in hiding from the threats to his life, and a name that honors the writers Joseph Conrad and Anton Chekhov. Rushdie has said, "How do you defeat terrorism? Don't be terrorized." Now, as he's embarked on the long road to recovery after the attack on August 12th, we honor him and wish him courage and strength. The British-Pakistani novelist Mohsen Hamid's bestsellers, East West, Examining Migration and Refugees, and The Reluctant Fundamentalist, set after 9/11, were both finalists for the Booker Prize. His latest, The Last White Man, published this month, has been reviewed as a reimagining of The Metamorphosis by Kafka. One morning, the protagonist wakes up to find that his skin has turned dark overnight, and the characters who people the book must examine bigotry and re-examine the possibilities of seeing themselves face to face in a new light. The long list for the 2022 Booker Prize is out. Among those listed is the Zimbabwean-born writer No Violet Bulawayo, who is a previous Booker finalist for We Need New Names. Her new book, Glory, is inspired by the unexpected coup that deposed Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe, and Bulawayo takes a satirical look at the fall of an animal kingdom regime from the point of view of the young goat Destiny, who bears witness. Pulitzer Prize winner Elizabeth Strout made the 2022 Booker long list with O. William, a companion work to My Name is Lucy Barton. And the American author Karen Joy Fowler, best known for the Jane Austen Book Club and shortlisted for the Booker for her novel We Are All Completely Beside Ourselves, is longlisted now for Booth, about the family of Shakespearean actors whose most infamous son, John Wilkes Booth, is destined to commit a violent act, which circles us back to where we started this Book Notes review. I'll post the full Booker long list, along with the other information, on the Book Notes page on wbjc.com.